Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the E-Block.
Yo, 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 you know what it is, man, the livest clown radio show on the planet, man, straight from the E-Block Radio's live on your dial right this moment. Of course, man, it's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, representing from the Mile High to 6 Mile. The other way around, right? Yeah, 6 Mile to the Mile High.
Right, right.
I got my man Monk Money in the studio, man. What's happening, baby?
You know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure. Hey, look, we out here live on YouTube. I don't know if it's playing yet. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if we actually streaming live yet. I'm gonna check it out in just a second. But if you're checking us out on eblockradio.com, this is a treat because we haven't live streamed in a long time, dog, a very long time. So I'm glad everybody is here. But it's Social Media Thursday, so we got social media like everybody else on Earth does. Make sure you hit us up on Instagram and Twitter. All right, so hit up my man at Real Monk Money, and of course myself at Hood Howard Stern. This is crazy, man. We haven't streamed in so long. I'm excited, man. People who rock with us for a long time, man, you probably can feel my excitement. I don't know. Like, I don't even know what camera to look at because there's so many cameras in here. Like, I'm excited. Like, we like real rock stars. But we got a few things to talk about tonight, man. At the end of the show, of course, we got our musical guest. Shout out to my man, Tyshawn. We're going to play his joint Rotation at the end. All right, so we're going to do that. And shout out to my team too, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Gigabytes. Shout out to my man Lee, right. Angry Man, my man 2G's, and of course myself and Money. So you know, shout out to everybody that's part of the team. We on the roll, dog. You know what we gonna do next week though? We gonna roll with this on the Facebook Live because it wasn't as clear last time. So you know, next time. But it's all good. But my money, man, it's been a week since the last time we've been on, man. What's really good, dog? What's really good?
Nah, you know how I do it, bro.
I know, but we don't want to hear that right now.
You don't have no other choice. You
got no other choice. Yeah, you know, cheers. E-Block Radio.
E-Block Radio, y'all know what it is.
Right.
I'm slow to the floor like an ant, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean,
woo! I didn't know it was that much goose in that.
Yeah, it's true.
Woo! All right, my bad. So you was doing what now?
I was, you know, chilling, you know what I'm saying, work, you know what I mean? Oh, I got some shit coming up on the weekend, looking forward to it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got a little break from work, honestly. You know what I'm saying? But I've been trying to get this fire stick to work, man.
Yeah.
Work for me, man. I'm so fucking...
Now, we were just really excited about the fire stick.
Yeah,
man. So what happened?
It still ain't working.
It ain't working?
No, man. I don't know how my internet ain't hooking up or something to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But,
all right. It might be an internet problem.
Probably.
Yeah.
I hope.
Hopefully.
Right.
Because you're trying to get rid of cable, so that's going to be hard to do if your fire stick ain't working. Right.
But this motherfucker got the Nintendo games and all that something and everything on that thing. So I really want this thing to work, man.
Right.
I really want this thing to work, bro.
For sure.
But other than that, man, I ain't doing too much, man. Planning on going to see that Get It Out. I heard everybody said, what is it called?
Get Out.
Get Out.
Yeah.
Everybody said that was, you know what I'm saying, pretty dope flick, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm a flick dude, so I got to go check that one out, you know what I'm saying? Fire stick ain't working fast enough.
So that's what I heard, though. So also what I heard about that movie is that he actually going to do, not necessarily a series, but a group of movies with that same kind of, with that same thing. So what he's trying to do is horror movies with social commentary, basically.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's dope, though.
But you hear about motherfuckers, like, buying out the theaters and shit. For
word?
Shit. Yeah.
No, I got to see that
like
shit,
Like, Game
though,
bought out a whole theater in L.A. You know, somebody...
That's a big move for him, though.
Yeah.
I say it's a big move for him because they both funny, but, you know, the other one kind of outshined him, though. You know, Key outshined him a little bit, I guess because his face is more out there. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a good move for him on the production tip.
Sure.
But I think that's dope, though. Like, I it's nothing like that that exists, you know what I'm saying? Damn, I wish I had thought of that first.
Yeah, but
okay.
That's dope.
Yeah. Word.
Big ups to him, you know what I'm saying? Make a major move, bro.
For sure.
Hopefully one day I can be in your shoes, cuz.
I know, right? Or at least interview y'all.
Right.
One of the two.
Right.
So, first of all, let me say this. You fell asleep on Batman Lego. Or Lego Batman, whatever.
Yeah.
The shit was good, though. Like, I
heard it was good. But
yeah,
I was like, I couldn't believe I went to sleep on it, man. I was a long day, like I said, man.
Yeah.
Banging at work, bro.
Word. Now, it's a Lego movie, but, you know, with every kid flick, though, it's always something going on with the movie, what it was, dog. So shout out to the creators of that joint. It was a lot of political little jabs in there that kids probably didn't catch and just thought it was funny, but of course, you know, the adults could figure that one out. So, yeah, shout out to Lego Batman. That shit was like, but look, I gotta see Get Out. I still gotta see Fences, bro. I ain't seen Fences.
I saw Fences. I kind of walked out on Fences. Like,
okay.
I wasn't even at the theater watching it. I got it on DVD. I was watching it.
Hold on, what?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I was watching it.
Right.
And it's like, bro, it's the same. They in the same spot. Like, the whole movie.
So this is what you got to understand, though, before you...
It's a play.
Yeah, it's a play, right. So it's hard to critique that. I mean, it's an adaptation of a play.
I mean,
so.
They could have showed the workplace once or twice, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. They could have showed the baby mama, the other baby mama once or twice. You know, I know the storyline, but I couldn't get through, like, these things.
It's not cinematic enough for you.
No, it's not. Yeah. So, you know, I'm in a cinematic thing, you know what I mean? You know, like, I like to see my eyes, like, to go wonder, you know what I mean? And then they had no eye wondering nowhere, you know what I mean? Like, they had me wondering, like, damn, what did I look like, you know what I'm saying?
I
first beginning, they start showing walking out the job. But,
okay. Then that was it. After that, it was all, like, right there in the crib, from the house kind of thing.
Backyard.
Building fences, yeah. That's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to think about that, young man.
Yeah.
Fences. That shit don't mean nothing to you.
But I heard it got good, you know what I mean? So I'm still going to check to finish it off, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I already got good, you know, in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good play, you know what I'm saying? So that's the first thing, it's a good play. But I got to see that. Like I said, Fences. I still ain't seen with the ladies working in NASA. I still ain't got that. I gotta watch that joint too. Angry. What up, though?
What up, though?
And I gotta let you know right now, though. We got a dog camera, so it ain't really no way you gonna be off camera. I see you though. Like we can see that's how widespread it is. You don't even know.
Hey, on camera.
Angry man has just entered the studio, man, trying to be off camera. But little do he know, we got that. We got that good GoPro. It's catching all angles, so he really in the camera and don't even know it. Good. I guess he's going to keep the light off, though, so we can't see him. Hey, if you see me there, just cut the light off. But, yeah, so I got to see them joints, too. But, I mean, that's we're going to talk about that again in a second because that's going to lead off into, you know, what we actually talking about. But just to get y'all up to speed on what's going on. Oh, really? You going to put a hoodie up? You're like a thief in the night, bro. But, so first I want to talk about this, man. I want to talk about the water in Detroit, right? So, because this is something that's been going on, obviously, in Flint and probably some other places I'm not aware of. It's just that, you know, I'm from Michigan, so that's the one I keep an eye on. But if you're not up on what's going on in the Detroit area and then some of the surrounding areas, they're on a boil water alert. So, supposedly, this is for some kind of precautions, just in case. Like, not that anything's actually wrong, but just in case. So, this is what I'm wondering. Obviously, something that Angry Man mentioned last week when we were talking about sending the feds to Chicago. He was just talking about everything pretty much being a trial run, basically, to see what works and see what they can get away with. So, I know a lot of people started saying, like, you know, if the water going bad in Detroit, like, maybe starting to think that maybe Flint was like the test run, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think about that, man?
Well, I definitely agree, bro. Yeah. Like, And then they use the, oh, they use the water for 2 days thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's inconvenient like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
That's your restaurant.
Yeah,
it
restaurant
is.
Because it pissed me off today, bro. Yeah. My baby boy wanted some Little Caesars.
Yeah.
I passed up the Little Caesars by my crib.
Yeah.
Came all the one by here.
Oh, yeah, that ain't popping.
It's closed.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah, that ain't happening. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go get me some Long John Silver's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that ain't happening.
They ain't closed. Like,
pretty much anything on that side of Grassy and the other side of Common is in the right.
I was starving, bro. Yeah. All the only thing I can give is Wendy's. You know?
Yeah, Wendy's probably in that safe zone,
yeah.
Possibly.
But I don't think so, but they still giving out pop, though. I don't want no pop. I just give me a salad.
Hell no, right?
I only want the French fries because they might be soaked in water.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's all bad.
But
it's
inconvenient like a motherfucker, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, but like Amy Man said, dog, I think it was just a try. Everything is a trial run.
Yeah.
Like everything that you see, dog, it had to happen somewhere. Like in these movies and shit, and all this shit, and sci-fi, all that shit, dog, had to happen. You see that shit somewhere.
It had to happen somewhere.
Yeah, it had to happen somewhere. You know
right.
What I'm saying? No, ain't nobody that fucking creative. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
No, hell no.
Angry Man, what you think, dog? Because I know you had a big opinion on this last week. So what you think about this water situation?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand shit happens. I understand you're going to have your phenomenons, your disasters,
right.
Your shit happen. Why does this shit only happen in black areas, man?
Yeah.
Like, don't shit go wrong in the suburbs, man?
Iowa don't have no problem.
Iowa.
Iowa don't have no
problem. Shout out to Iowa, though. You know what I'm saying?
It could be wrong, and I'm hoping I'm wrong, but it just seemed too obvious,
right?
Like, you know,
yeah.
Just, what
right.
Are y'all
paying
for?
Right. I mean, yeah, that's what it
boiled
down to. Yeah,
like, it almost seems like me, like y'all paying for something.
Yeah.
It's not telling us. You know,
right.
I mean, like, the government is trying to figure out how do we deal with certain situations when this happens.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get the response of the people now, so when it goes south, we already know what to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's not have another trainer situation where something happened and we clueless.
They do it, though. And look, this is, I know, I watch a lot of TV, dog, so, you know, forgive me up front. But it's a Twilight Zone. It was a Twilight Zone episode. I don't know if y'all seen this one. But what they do is they put the whole neighborhood in blackout. Like, they just black all the lights out. But they leave one nigga lights on and shit. Like, so what they doing is trying to create the atmosphere of, you know, of fear and shit and see what people would do if that happened. So, of course, what happened was everybody's lights was out and shit. So the one motherfucker who did have lights, they thought he was a fucking alien or some shit. Like, they really tried to kill the nigga. Like, they got a little, what you call that shit? What you used to call that shit when they used to hunt niggas back in the day?
Like what they did with a Frankenstein to get the little cool
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Band of niggas.
Right, what's the word for that shit, though? Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So they got a whole gang of motherfuckers together, bust out the windows, did all that shit. What's the fucking word, right? It's a word. It really is a word. It really exists. Damn, I can't think of what the word is. Fuck, we come back to it. Must be too much juice in the Grey Goose.
And that thing right there.
Too much juice in the goose. Yeah. Or goose in the juice. But anyway, yeah, so they went there, bashed out the windows and shit, and then like the army came in and stopped this shit from happening and told them, like, you know, this was basically a test. Like, if you look at that, we're talking about Twilight Zone from the fucking 50s and 60s. If they had them ideas for TV then you know the ideas in real life are definitely existing.
Yeah.
So this could be the case. It's like, you know what, let's fuck up the water, see how they react, and see, you know, how we can manipulate the situation. I think everything, this is like science, though. Just like for cancer, cures for everything, all these scientists do is compound results on top of results on top of results and compare them. That's what they do with people. Like, we like big-ass science experiments and shit, bro.
If you really want to cripple people,
yeah.
I mean, they tried to fuck up food. Okay, they tried. But in a sense, you can grow your own food. So,
right.
Okay. What do they really fucking need that they really at one point going to have to come to us to get?
Yeah.
Water.
Right.
We can pretty, you know, you can get a chicken and grow your own food.
So you get a chicken.
No, I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's water out there. there, so there's always going to be food. You can fish.
Right.
We live around too much water to be hungry.
Right. We live around too much water to fall water to be fucked up. For real, for real. We got the fucking Great Lakes.
Yeah, ask Kwame about this shit. And I think, fuck a party. That shit wasn't about no goddamn party.
No, that was about discrediting him so they could take the water
and
party.
When he was going up in the water hard.
Yeah. Because he knew that that's all the fuck we got. That's all Detroit has. It ain't nothing else to offer. Now, the only thing now is that Dan Gilbert came in and he monetized in downtown, which gives them an alternative. So the water may not be as important as it used to. So now, to be honest, we kind of, and my people from Detroit, I don't know if y'all might agree with this or not, but I think that it's good for business down there, but it does make us lose our strength in the water department. It's like, now it's kind of like, nigga, we don't really need your water. We go buy all your land. Like, so, you know what I'm saying?
If your license plate says Great Lakes, you shouldn't have an issue with water.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Period. Simple as that.
Simple as that, bro. We surrounded by this motherfucking water.
Right.
Should no water be contaminated?
I mean,
and you got motherfuckers in the middle of the state just got rivers and shit.
Right.
And we got fucking lakes.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
And look, I appreciate that to another degree on because. Right. Excuse me. Right. But what was I saying? Yeah, I accept it or I think about it a different way now because being in Colorado, it ain't no water, like, which is kind of funny because you start wondering when they say fresh fish, what the fuck do that really mean when it's not really no water? Like, realistically, I know it's snowing and shit a lot, but realistically, it's a fucking desert. You know what I'm saying? It's really a desert. Ain't no water out there. So we might take that shit for granted being in Michigan because we're surrounded by so much water. Like, a beach in Colorado is not going to happen. Like, there ain't no beach because there ain't no water. But, in a place like this, it's definitely the best place to, if you want to use that term, like use us as guinea pigs, it's definitely the best place because if you put an attack on the place with the largest water supply, shit, motherfuckers with a very limited water supply, shit, they go fucking panic. They go, and I figure if they use us as an example, then possibly because we got so much water, it might not send a panic attack that it would to a place that's water deprived. So when you look at it like that, it could definitely be that. Like you said, angry man, I hope that ain't the case. Like, I hope that we just conspiracy theorists and the world just ain't that fucking evil. But it probably is. It probably is, man. And we're going to go to the phone lines real quick, though. If you want to go through the word on the street, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to comment, you can hit us up 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key. We're going to shoot to the phone lines real quick. I got 313-721. You on live straight from the E-Block. Holla at your boy.
What up, though?
What up, though? What up, though?
What's cracking?
What's going on? What's going on? I got one Lee word. What up, though? Lee, it's me. That's who it be. Hey, I got one word, though. Lynch mob. Lynch mob.
Lynch mob, thank you,
dog.
I could not think of that shit.
How y'all gonna forget Lynch mob?
I don't know, man.
Too much.
Oh shit.
Right.
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah.
But also, wanted to make a comment. You know,
got some ideas on that.
Yeah, with this water situation, man. You know, it's It's crazy, man. You know, a big part of it, one word, gentrification.
Right.
Gentrification. When you really look at what's going on in Detroit right now and surrounding areas, wouldn't it be worth someone even in a major position? Because there was a lot of money flowing into the city now from out-of-town investors. I could see that scaring people off and leaving it for those who want to keep it, i.e. Scooby-Doo. You know? We grew up watching that all our lives. They put it right in our face. And they doing it they doing it right now. Right in our face. But everybody's sitting there, that's just too simple to believe. But look at what's going on. Economic warfare is happening here. This is just a battleground. This is just typical gentrification typical tactics of what others want to do when they want your shit.
Right. Simple as that.
You know, as sad as it is, you know, we like to, you know, hope things ain't that bad, but I mean, look at the evidence. We keep saying, but look at the evidence. They hated a black president that bad being in there. They put an orange motherfucker in there behind
him. They said orange. Right.
You know, even still one who's for bigoted rules, no matter, you know, basically saying like no matter, they were so mad that the brother was in there, they didn't care who they put in there next. You know what I mean? Just get him out of there.
Right.
We don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly how it was.
You know, and it's just, you know, and it's just, you know, it's saddening because it's like, what's, you know, what's next? But, you know, at the end of the day, all
that's
we can do is keep moving.
Yeah.
You know, but the writing is on the wall. And if we keep pretending that it ain't happening, we're going to be looking like Dame Dash when Jay-Z had him escorted.
That's a hell of an example.
You know what I'm saying?
If
we don't pay attention to see what's going on. Buy your bottled water. You know, do what you got to do. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Unless we just eating out the trough like the rest of the animals.
All right. Hell yeah, we ain't trying to do that.
Ain't real. Oh, hell no. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. But, hey, all we could do is what we could do. Let's live.
For sure. That's it, man. Hey, thanks for your comment, dog.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Y'all boys doing your thing.
For sure. My man Lee out here. Shout out to my man Lee.
Big up, Lee.
Who was named Lee for some strange reason. I have no idea. But
Lee is he.
Lee is he, right. I want to say, because I didn't want to spend too much time on this, but it's something that just came up, obviously, and it was something that came up after the fact that we, you know, picked the topic and everything. So I want to spend a little more time on it, though. But I guess the thing is that, for me anyway, is that we just need, and this is a conversation we had a million times, and it's something that me and Lee was actually talking about yesterday. Dog, we are the last generation probably that can save ourselves from what's the word I'm looking for? We're the last generation that can learn how to farm. You know what I'm saying? We're the last ones who can create our own food. Like, because the generation beneath us are unfortunately products of us or products of our failure, right? Because we let it fall off. We fucked up. We let it fall off. Like, you know, niggas' granddaddies, niggas' parents, like, had fucking, I was about to say farms. fucking gardens in the backyard, and we never picked up from that. Like, my granddad used to take us out to Belleville. We would buy seeds and shit for shit. He would go home and harvest that shit. You know what I'm saying? And we missed it.
It's all about the gift and the curse.
Yeah.
It's just my opinion. Uh-huh. You know, cry for other shit for our kids to do. They need this, they need that, they need that. The second they get that, we send them to that.
Yeah.
And that's where they miss out on what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because the programs that we send them to ain't gardening programs.
They're not. You know, yeah, they're not. Not at all.
We look for that. And, you know, it's a different time, different era. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back then, you know, grandma could stay at home and nurse an entire garden.
Right.
I'm not saying it couldn't happen now because I see people do it.
Yeah, but barely.
I'm saying to pass that trade on, you know, a lot of them back then didn't go to school.
Yeah.
So that's
what they did.
That's what I said. It's a gift and a curse at the same time.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm trying to say.
See, well, that's what happens when grandma's is 42 and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
See, our grandma's a lady. You know what I'm saying? Our grandma's a lady. Right. Grandma's now 42. They ain't guarding this shit. They don't barely know how to cook a hot pocket. You know what I'm saying?
They on their way to the club.
Right. With the daughter. With the
daughter. Trying to get them a motherfucking
cellar
and shit. They still trying to get her groove back.
Word.
She had with the
mom
and the grandmama. They both arguing with baby daddy. Who the fuck got this
goddamn? Right. So they both arguing with baby daddy. Word. No, that's real life, though. And I think that's a real important part that's missing, for real, though. Because, like I said, man, at this point, it really... and I know we take this term for granted, but it really is what it is at this point.
It is what it is, bro.
Like, I didn't want to, I guess to a certain degree, I didn't want to admit that shit before. Like I knew it was fucked up, and I was like, I don't want to be, I don't want people to think that, like, I'm a conspiracy theorist or something. But, like, at some point, these things ain't conspiracy. These ain't theories.
Right.
Like, this shit is really happening.
And this is my motto, bro. It is what it is. I can't get mad over certain situations I have no control over, for one. You know what I'm saying? For two, what me getting fucking upset going to do? Like, what is it going to do? Like, it's not going to make, it's not healthy.
No,
like all these conspiracy theories we shooting out, all this shit is true.
Yeah.
I don't fuck. In my mind, it's true.
Yeah.
But I'm about to worry myself about the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like I said, well, though, all we have to do is adapt to what we do. That's what we do, though.
That's
adapt.
What we do. And,
you know,
and see, that's the same thing with the Donald Trump presidency. Like, you know, nobody actually, you know, nobody anyway voted for him. But at the same time, at this point, only thing you can do is figure out how to take advantage of a fucked up situation. I mean, but then again, that's what niggas do.
That
I was gonna say, that's what niggas do. That's what we've always done.
Hell no.
All our presidents been fucked up. The only reason Obama wasn't fucked up in our eyes is because he was black.
Yeah.
I mean, the government is still fucked up.
Yeah.
No matter who in there.
Yeah. Shit is all corrupt.
Yeah.
There's always somebody hand in this hand for no reason, for this hand and this hand. You got to get something started. You got to pay this motherfucker for no reason. Why I'm paying this thing for?
Right.
Just for, you know, support.
Support?
Right.
Fuck you.
You know what I'm saying? But hey, that's just the way this shit goes, bro. You gotta adapt,
You gotta adapt, and that's what we used to. That's what we used to doing, and that's why, you know, I say that for a joke a lot of times because it's something my old man used to tell me. My old man say a lot of crazy shit.
Oh man,
but he used to tell me though about people at the, you know, at the plant. Like, he used to work at the plant, and you know, they would get miles and miles of OT. And then, you know, sometimes it just fall off. Niggas ain't working. You ain't getting OT, and you getting laid off. You know what I'm saying? But he was like, what happened with a lot of white people is that they start getting that OT, and then they living off that OT. So when they get cut off, he's just saying, it's not funny. I'm not making light of it, but he used to say when that OT get cut off, the motherfuckers pull their guns out and kill themselves. Like, because that's what happens. When they get into a financial strain or any kind of strain, they kill themselves. I guess because they're not used to it. And when I say they, yes, I am using they loosely, talking about white people. I'm sorry if you offended, but I'm just saying, I'm using it as a general term. So, you know, take it or leave it. It's my show, so I can say it.
Well,
but for black people, it's like we get in fucked up situations, but that ain't the option because we're so used to struggling.
Yeah.
And that's why I always say, and again, this is no knock against people. They feel like they want to kill themselves. I don't understand how, but again, that's not my place to understand. Because I know a couple of people personally who have, you know what I'm saying, attempted or thought about attempting. So at some point, I guess you can get to that. But for us, I think that we spend so much time grinding, so much time struggling, it's like it almost ain't shit in second nature. I think we get scared with shit too easy. I know I get scared with shit too easy. Like for instance, man, I'm doing some, like I told y'all last week, I'm doing some social media work for a dude, you know, doing this podcast and shit. I did a couple of things and shit. And then he, you know, he shot me some bread on PayPal and shit, and I got scared there and then. Like, man, this shit was too easy. What's wrong? Like, I'm so used to it. That's a fucked up position that black people in, though, because I think sometimes you get so used to the struggle that you don't even know how to take it easy.
No.
And that's why a lot of people fuck over good opportunities.
Yeah, great opportunities.
Yeah. Right, it was cloudy.
You know you can do the shit.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of people are afraid of success or don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
Or just comfortable, complacent. I don't know.
Afraid of success, though. That's real life shit.
Real life. And I ain't even gonna lie. At some point, I am. I was. Now I don't give a fuck. I am tired of making this other person rich.
Right.
Seriously, bro. Of my skills.
Exactly.
Keep it real for real. You know
I
what I mean? Like, of my skills. I'm making this person rich off some shit I love to do, though. Like,
right.
No, I'm not. It's just time to do it for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Sure.
And like I say, like, with all these presidents and shit, like you said, we have fucked up presidents. None of that shit affect my situation. Ain't changed.
Right.
Throughout the years because of the fucking president, whoever the fucking office.
I mean, yeah, reality.
Reality of it is. My shit ain't never changed. No OT.
tickets. Sorry, I'm listening. But I'm saying, like, people in those situations. People in those situations.
Right.
You still owe tickets. You still owe, it's not going to change for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So all I can do is people, like, cry about shit like that. To me, like, I listen to it. If I'm getting wrong, because I'm not going to be rude to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to listen to it with
that.
Frankly, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Frankly,
for real. Frankly, I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real for real. But I'm entertaining. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? For however long you keep yapping.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, not even giving a real opinion on it. But
you don't give a shit in
real
life.
I really don't give a shit in real life. You know what I mean? Like, it's pointless to get upset about some shit that's not going to affect you, bro.
True.
It's pointless. That's my theory.
And we
stressed for a long time, and I'm done with stressing.
Yeah. Now we come to that, of course, because of every situation we've been in. But we gonna get off that subject because, like I said, we can talk about that all day. And I wish I'd have known about the water situation before I made the topic. But I think we got it in just enough for that. Also, don't forget if you're on E-Block Radio, not if you're on E-Block Radio because you already see it. I was gonna say if you're on the phone line, you can actually click www.eblockradio.com and. You can catch the live stream, which looks like it may be dying soon because I inadvertently left the power supply at home, so it may be dying soon. But hopefully you get a chance to catch our live stream on YouTube because the video quality is so clear right now. I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? You probably got like 2 minutes left before the computer dies. But with that said, man, we're going to jump off into our for real topic. Don't forget, though, you can hang out to the end of the show. Check out my man, New Joint. Tyshawn, I got a joint called Rotation. We're going to play that at the end of the show tonight. But if you've been checking us out on eblockradio.com, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, then you know what we're talking about tonight, man. We're talking about Moonlight. All right, so we're talking about the movie. You know, a lot of people haven't actually or didn't even watch the Oscars, probably. You know what I'm saying? But but you probably have seen this on.
Yeah.
Right, you've probably seen the little flub that happened on the news. So anyway, to put you up on speed, if you haven't checked out the Oscars, basically what happened is they came up, got the wrong card, kind of like Steve Harvey, and ended up giving Best Picture to La La Land, right? So the actors, the actresses, the producers, everybody came up to get their award and shit, and then they realized that they had fucked up. Now, this is in the middle of my man doing the acceptance speech and everything, like, hey, shit, I'm so glad we won, you know what I'm saying? Then you're like, nah, hold on. It's been a mix-up, right? Moonlight was supposed to win. So, like, of course, our stream is going. It's going bye-bye. Oh, well. It was such a good stream,
too.
It was a great stream. But next week, we'll make sure we had a power supply. But anyway, yeah, so they came up to actually get the award. Now, it's two things going on here. Of course, the whole fuck-up with the, you know, with thinking La La Land won, but it really meant Moonlight. Now, the second thing, though, is that the content of Moonlight. All right, so first, I ain't going to lie. I know the concept behind Moonlight. I know the storyline. But that ain't even what I was thinking. What I was thinking when they said Moonlight won, I was excited because it's black people. It's black people movies. Like, damn, they won Best Picture at the Oscars. That should never happen. So then the other debate came in. All right, so just to put you up on game to know about Moonlight, I don't know the specific breakdown of everything, but the gist of it is it's about homosexuality. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the little kid in the movie is gay, I believe. Like, don't quote me on that. But it's about homosexuality. So, to be honest, though, I hadn't even thought about that shit. When Moonlight won, I was like, hell yeah. Black people won the Best Picture. Like, nigga, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was thinking. But, I know what we can't do. But, yeah, so I was thinking that. But people just concerned about whether they just won because it had a, you know, it had some gay content in it. So, Angry Man, I know you ain't like I know you wasn't prepared for this problem.
Hell no.
But I'm just gonna ask you. I know you might not be prepared.
I didn't say hell no.
But I'm just gonna ask you, what you think about that? So the movie won Best Picture. Now people are starting to say that they feel like it only won because people are steadily pushing the gay agenda.
Okay, I mean, at one point, when we overcome, we know we're going to be satisfied. I mean, do we still stay in that gray area?
Right.
Do we just sit at the bar after, say, 45 minutes, you got to leave the bar?
Right. You back on that shit,
I'm just saying, man. Look, what is enough?
Right.
Man,
Right.
God damn, why I gotta be something extra now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's our inability to accept ourselves first. To be honest with you, Right. Yeah, that's true. I think my thing, though, is that we haven't gotten to a point where we have accepted ourselves yet. And what I mean by that is that we not even pushing. I mean, we a little bit further than we used to be, obviously. I say that. But we not even to a degree or even a speck of a degree where we need to be as a culture ourselves. But in between that, we're still trying to divide it. At this point, I don't give a fuck if you gay or not. Nigga, you black. Like, I don't give a fuck about all that shit. I think it's a win for us. To see ourselves as black people first before anything else.
Anything else.
Instead of taking everything we got and just saying, fuck it, you ain't giving it to us and go our own way.
Yeah.
You're not giving it to us.
Nah.
How long have we been waiting on our 40 in the
music?
Right. You're not giving it to us.
My mama
so
told
me
had to adult.
You don't think we're in a position to say, okay, well then, fuck it.
Right.
You ain't giving it to us. We're going to do this again. We're going to try to do our own thing.
Right. And for whatever reason, they don't want us to do our own thing. No.
Fuck what they want.
No, I'm just saying. But obviously, there's some power in that because they definitely don't want us to do it.
What they want got us in the situation.
Hey, but look, let me say this too. This is kind of off the subject, but just about black people in general. I meant to mention this at the beginning. I'm working the other day. Happened to catch this shit on PBS, right? A documentary. Called By Blood, right? So, excuse me for my ignorance. You know what I'm saying? I posted this on Facebook the other day. Excuse me for my ignorance because I didn't know. Like, nobody ever told me this. But apparently, Indians own slaves and shit. I didn't know that, right? So, Indians own slaves. Some of the tribes fought with the Confederacy. They lost. So, what they did was they freed their slaves and gave them the same rights as they tried. So, like, they had, that's why, you know, people, like, mixed with Indian and shit, like, they supposed to get some kind of, you know, government aid because, you know, government helping them or whatever. So they called them the freedmen, right? Freedmen, all one word. So what happened was they were supposed to get the same rights as the Indians. So that means whatever they got, like, if you got free health care, a descendant of a freedman, you were supposed to get that same shit. Do you know that they told us fuck y'all too?
Yeah.
Damn. Even the Indians don't fuck with us, cuz.
No.
I mean, I ain't gonna say all of them, but I'm just saying that there's even prejudice inside, you know, inside they little tribe, and we in the same situation.
Yeah.
Like, so they whole thing was like, and it sound. I'm looking at it, and I swear to God, it sounds like white supremacy still, but they Indians, though, so I guess you call it Indian supremacy. Like, so they was like,
when do we do what other races doing to us is turn our back on
them? I'm saying, because that's what they did.
Everybody turn their back on us, but we the ones that always come on, man. We can get along.
Everybody. And that's why, I'm trying to see. Damn. I'm getting my quotes mixed up, but I can't remember if it was James Baldwin or Malcolm X, or because I think it was during that time they had the debate. But one of them said, and somebody can hit me up and let me know if I'm saying it wrong. But basically, they were saying just to break it down a bit. Basically, one of them was saying that when black people get angry, you can't really say we ain't been trying. Like, we've been trying to get along for so long.
So
when a nigga get angry, you can't really be mad about it. Like, you created that anger.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and that's that whole point. You know what I'm saying? That's where the angry black man comes from, bro.
Right. I'm
doing that shit, dog. Yeah. You pushing me to a point where I'm in a corner where I gotta fucking fight. Like,
right.
Fuck you, punk.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know what I mean? Like, you pushing me in this corner for so long, bro. You keep nudging me. I'm not just going to keep letting you push me. Without pushing back a little bit of my damn self, you know what I'm saying? Or a lot of it. You know what I mean? People get the fuck
they push a lot of it when they ain't got to push that much.
Yeah.
Because think about it, how they work, I ain't going to say who they is, but how they work is they nudge. They don't go right at it right then and there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, I peep game. I try to peep game and everything, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
They don't nudge. They nudge. You know what I'm saying? They keep nitpicking
yeah.
until you come to the point where you frustrated the motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I just play my role, and I do the same thing, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, you know how I really feel. But I ain't gonna really say how
right.
I really feel about
him playing this game.
I'm gonna smile at you,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know how I really feel. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, man, I don't know, man. Like, people is crazy, bro. Like, people is crazy, bro.
Yeah. And it's just, like I said, for me, it's just more divisive, which, you know, again, I ain't trying to sound like a Black Panther and that shit. But in reality, it's still divisive. So it's playing a part in the overall scheme, which is fuck the fuck up, it's divide and conquer.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same theory. Like, nothing ever changed.
Nothing.
Like, just when they, again, I always use this scenario and just break it down layman's terms, though. It was over in Africa with all these diamonds and shit. These white motherfuckers came over there and was like, hey, the Mobutu's over there talking about your mama. Take these guns and go kill their ass and shit. So they didn't incite a riot in our ass, and they over here digging up the diamonds, and they ain't never gave them bitches up since.
So that
just
was,
so you know.
I don't want to go back to the old shit, but I feel like that shit was the same shit with the water. You feel me?
Same shit with the water, yeah.
Get your dumb ass out of here. You scared. Get out of here.
Yo,
you got that water.
Like, try to move in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
No, that shit ain't happening.
Right. It'll
be
a...
move over here. What we gonna say? As long as this ain't cool, we straight.
Right. Cause we so forgiving and we so accepting. But this is the thing. This is what kills me. We're so accepting. I see this is gonna really sound like some shit. And one of them said that Malcolm or James Baldwin. But we are so accepting of them, but not accepting of ourselves.
Yes,
I don't get
crazy.
It. Like you give a you know what I'm saying? Again, I'm not trying to make this a race situation. But I'm saying you give white people the utmost chances. You know, as white people, we do. You know what I'm saying? But for ourselves, it's like, nigga, we never hold ourselves to that same esteem. And that's crazy.
You always do that.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
But why is that? We got Lee in the studio. What up, though? Nah, man, we got the video rolling, but we had a live stream. But unfortunately, I left my power supply at home, so the live stream is no longer available. Most unfortunate, but the audio is still nothing live. But Lee, you just coming down. And what we're talking about is the movie, right? We're talking about Moonlight winning the Oscar. Now, our thing is that, of course, it was a fuck up, so that's what the biggest thing was. But the secondary thing was us, was Black people saying, damn, did they only win because of the gay agenda? Now, I don't know. We both went through, and to a certain degree, I believe, yeah, probably so, because the gay agenda is being pushed in everything, and the media
everything.
Is part, movies is part of media.
Yeah.
That's the shit. But at the same time, though, this just puts us in a situation, like I said before, is to divide us even more. Because I ain't gonna lie, when I heard they won, I wasn't thinking about that fag shit, or excuse me, that gay shit. I wasn't thinking about that shit, right? I was thinking like, damn, some Black people won. I'm geek. Like, nigga, we won Best Picture at the Oscars. I wasn't thinking about no gay shit.
Right.
And then I started seeing all these posts like, you know, they just pushing the gay agenda. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, probably so. I ain't gonna lie. But at some point, we got to start looking at the negatives and taking advantage of them.
Hell yeah.
Like, when I didn't think about them being gay. I just thought about them being Black.
Yeah.
Like, at what point are we going to accept us without dividing us? Because we already fucked up enough.
Right.
If I keep saying, like, I love Black niggas, but I don't like them motherfuckers. Like,
right. I said earlier, we don't know how to turn on back on motherfuckers. They fuck. Okay, if you felt a certain way, certain shit need to just stay in house.
Yeah.
Okay, if Black folks felt that way, keep that shit in house.
Yeah.
That's a joke among us.
Because when it went viral, everybody knows, like, oh, look, they fighting again.
Yeah.
And we just gave them one, though. But they still fight.
Still fight. Our people love to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they love to sit there like, okay, take the Beyonce situation.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've been seeing her in situations. She's been wearing African garb and representing African goddesses and different comedic cultures.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean she's all the way awake, quote unquote.
Right.
But our people say, she ain't awake. Look, she got on Gucci. Well, but then at the same time, those are the same people saying, you don't never say nothing.
Right.
You don't never do anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, when are we going to get over that?
You know what I'm saying?
Even,
like
even our people who are so-called away who preach unity and whatever, black power, whatever you want to call it, no problem. But at the end of the day, don't sit here and separate yourself from a brother who still believes in Jesus Christ, because you're being worse than the enemy.
Right.
You're causing the wedge by your beliefs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
we
got to
stop doing that. Just East side, west side, Detroit, Chicago.
Right.
That shit is old.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, we're all being decimated at the same rate.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? We're watch.
Chicago pretty fast, though.
Muslim Christian. But I'm saying, y'all, even here.
Even here, though.
Even here. Per capita, we're competing.
Yeah.
And that's sad because it's only a few hundred thousand people here.
Right. Right. That's true.
I mean, laugh. And look, if you're on eblockradio.com right now, then you probably, you're not hearing this because the stream went dead. But if you're on the phone lines right now and I just happen to not see your number, you hit the number one key. And hit us, or if you're not on there, you can hit us up 760-283-4647. You can hear the audio, but unfortunately the video is gone. But so I mean what do you think about that whole situation though? Like I ain't gonna lie. I feel like the gay agenda is being pushed in damn near
everything.
But I don't think this was the time. I don't think this was the time for us to say something about it.
Like Angry Man said, that's in-house. Man. We need to learn to keep our argument amongst ourselves.
Exactly.
Just like everyone else does. And not to say, you know, I know we have people of other races, you know, joining in. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean.
Well, right. We have different cultures in our race, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We have black people. And we got niggas. You know what I'm saying? like you can't control these niggas, bro.
And then you still got super niggas.
And Super niggas.
Super niggas. Yeah.
Extra. And we all know them.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
we all know.
Yeah. Extra for no reason, dog. You know what I'm saying? And that shit hinders a whole bunch, nigga.
It do.
Instead of just fucking just saying, all right, let me roll with the punches real quick. You had to shoot some negative shit out there. That's when we all thinking about this shit is gay.
Right, exactly. We all thinking
this shit is
like
gay.
Yeah,
but goddamn, a parade, and it was a black person that did it.
Four.
We had a fucking parade.
Four.
We should have a parade.
And they not just in the movie. They writing and directing it. What the fuck? Like,
man, support you, man. Like,
yeah.
Support you. Like, we're
a fucking stereotype because if an all-black NBA team win the championship,
ain't nobody thinking about that shit. Ain't nobody thinking about that shit, right? That shit, y'all like.
This is an inside joke, bro, but we just quit.
Word, though.
Keep real.
No, but this is serious shit, though, and still, I'm super excited, though. Like, for real, I'm super excited they won Best Picture, and I'm happy for them. And that don't mean. That don't mean that I have to agree with the gay agenda behind it. That don't mean that.
No.
But what it means is that at some point, like you said, my melanin is going to trump all of that
damn
shit.
Right.
But, right, bow, shots fired. But, yeah, so I think at some point the melanin has to over, you know, supersede it, I guess we'll call it, supersede it. But when is that going to happen, though? Like, if, I think to a point, I don't even know if the word that I want to use is brainwashed, but to a point, we just under this impression that we had, I mean, we do to a certain extent, but that we have to hold ourselves to a different, I don't know what the word I want to use, like a higher pedestal than, well, no, we take other people's opinion of us higher than we give of ourselves.
Right?
Yeah, and because of that, you would think that would make us do the opposite.
True.
You would think that it would make us like try to push ourselves up, but it don't. After all these years, you're talking about, like I said, you can't say it don't. But like I said, with the other culture we got going on in here, they fuck shit up, bro.
The other culture.
They fuck shit up for us, bro.
Yeah.
Like there are always some people that's willing already doing some shit that's fucking up us.
And
instead of we fuck to that shit, you got them motherfucking niggas that want to downgrade it. You know what I'm saying? Off rip, they're going to bring out some shit that, man, why are we even talking about this right now?
I said it earlier, man. You know, we got to take care of our own house first.
Ooh, right.
To loosely quote Marcus Garvey, like he just said, I say loosely.
Right. Something like this.
Got a little Coors in it. So
right.
Pardon me. When Marcus Garvey was worth $3 billion back in the 20s.
Yeah.
$3 billion. He had generated a mass and was talking about, let's get up out of here, y'all.
Right.
And he said, after they locked him up and convicted him, or whatever they convicted him of, he said, it's not the white man who locked me up. It's my own people who came forth and locked me up.
Yeah.
We've been tearing ourselves down for centuries. This man amassed $3 billion for us.
Right.
And people still came forward. Of his people that came forward and told lies to bring him down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When are we going to stop that? Because even to this day, you see people... How they did Jay-Z or whoever, because he starts moving in different circles with people with money,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's a sellout now. Or 50s, everybody else, you know, you're a sellout. Well, 50 deal with anybody if you're getting money.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't doing shit, you ain't doing shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, we sit here and value certain, you know, when a person makes it, you know, real business, one of us just, you know, start making it. You know, everything takes off. Now, all of a sudden, now, you can't come to the hood no more. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're too good. You're doing too well. Well, you can't come to the hood when you're making a certain amount of money. You know what's going to happen.
I mean, that was the whole point, though. I think niggas forget that. Niggas forget that. The whole point of the grind is to get out of your situation. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, I can help my neighborhood without coming back. You know what I'm saying? I can get 4 or 5 of my niggas some jobs and get us all out. Man, that is so
No, did we get that on camera?
We probably did.
My bad. What are you saying,
man? I'm saying, like, we should take it as a victory.
That was comedy right there. That was
definitely comedy.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, like I said, bro, so we'll get back on shit.
Yeah.
We should take it as a victory.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it is what it is, bro. It's here.
Right, it's here. I mean, it's here.
We have no control over it.
Right.
This person wanted to have a dick in his ass. We cannot have no control. We can't have a control over a woman and what she want to do to another woman. We have no control over that, bro.
No, it is.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's there.
It's there.
I don't fuck no more. Too much light, bro. Then it's going to give it so much power. It's there. So, it's there. Kadri, we accept this fucking. I accept it. I accept it, man.
I do.
Even though
that's
not our platform.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I still accept it.
You know what I'm saying? You got to.
Right.
But other than that,
For real. And I think that's where we at with it, man. I'm just to a degree where at some point, like, you know, like Lee was saying earlier, the melanin at some point has to outweigh all the our little divisive concerns. Simple as that. And then winning the Oscar, no matter how fucked up it was, they fucked it up and almost gave it to La La Land. But either way, I thought of it as a victory. I wasn't even thinking about the content of the shit at that point. All I kept thinking was, damn, black writers and directors. Best picture. Nigga, that's the big one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the big one. We still ain't being paid back fully on all the ones that deserve it, but I take it though.
You know what I'm saying? Like shit, like Barack, you take that shit.
Right, it still ain't paid back, but
I take it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
On that level, man, we about to bust up out of here, though. I want to thank everybody that checked us out on eBlockRadio.com. Everybody who checked out the live stream before it faded, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. Make sure you check back with us next week that we're going to have a live stream in full effect. But right now, we're about to jump into my man right here, Tyshawn. That's our musical guest of the week. But till next week, man. Damn, it's four niggas I got to introduce out here. from Angry Man, my man Lee, my man Mark Money, and myself, dog. You know what it is, dog. The livest cloud radio show on the planet. On Earth. Straight from the E-Block Radio, man. From 6 miles to the mile high. It's your boy, man. The Hood Hour Stern. Q Lewis. We about here, dog.
Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you twerk. Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you
work.
Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you
twerk.
Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you
twerk.
Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you
twerk.
Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you
work.
Put that thing in rotation. Girl, put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you
twerk.
Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you twerk. Right cheek, left cheek, both cheeks. Twerk, left cheek, right cheek, both cheeks. Twerk. You a sexy mama sick. You don't care about the haters. You just can't go to work. Twerk. And you a fly little mama. You just care about the dollars. And you can't go to work. Twerk. Cause they know who you are. You walk in, stop and treat you like a star. You control everything here like a guy. This, and baby girl, you are the back. This, the vice mom seeking. You sexy independent and you make your own money. You don't care about the head, you don't need it made for next. You hand it on your bed and butt. Back to the subject, girl, it's up for the game. Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you twerk. Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you
work.
Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you
twerk.
Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you
twerk.
Right cheek, left cheek, both cheeks. Twerk, left cheek, right cheek, both cheeks. Twerk. You a sexy mama, see, you don't care about the haters, you just can't go to work,
twerk.
And you a fly little mama, you just care about the dollars, and you can't go to work,
twerk.
I wanna see your body, twerking for me, girl, like nobody watching. Twerking for me, girl, like you alone in private, like you did to me in the mirror, but you go so excited, like, that's my best friend, that's my best friend. Get low when you flirt, going straight through your fingers. You getting money, never worry about the haters. I wanna see you twerk for it, put that thing in rotation.
Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you twerk.
Put
that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you work. Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you work. Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you work. Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you work. Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you work. Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you work. Put that thing in rotation, girl. Put that thing in rotation. I wanna see you.